Excision 3, 28 seconds excised for reasons of national security. Excision 4, 11 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
Stevens. having any sense that they've been cross-examined for the dead cells very specifically in regard to that. And finally, and he had come out with this actual this statement that I had previously been assured you that all missiles, all what nuclear warheads in relation to the missiles that had already been removed and gone. Now I tell you that we have removed all nuclear warheads, all nuclear weapons, I think. And they said, you mean all? I said, yes, I mean all.
And they're going to have to take some of the pressure off the Arrow 48s.
Perhaps. Perhaps. I think they had more, from what he said, they had more than the missile warheads there. Said that they sent the missile warheads out first. Maybe they've been sending them out on other ships, the other warheads. At any rate, he said unequivocally last night.
We're not going to get any satisfactory device against reintroduction of these weapons we're looking at Christopher. You, Mr. Floyd?
I can't think of anything other than
there's no technique we could suggest ourselves unless you had a team.
Excision 5, 13 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
Excision
6, 1 minute, 57 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
By the way, Mr. Kuznetsov has called up my office and suggested we take a walk again on Sunday up on Long Island. J.P. Morgan's old estate. But I don't want to walk with him unless I know pretty much what we're going to chit chat about.
Suppose there are two. There are two quite separate piles here on verification. The one is the short term with respect to the offensive weapons. The other is the long term that ties into guarantees and anything else that we get from outside. I think the short term ought to be wholly related to Cuba on that, not on any significant, on any reciprocal basis. We have a pretty strong position, I think, to press for that part of it. On the longer term, if the Adam Free proposal does not work out, I think the chances of that just a little less than 50-50 that it will. Then we might be able to come up with a United Nations Commission on Peace in the Caribbean that would be based either in New York or in Cuba, that would not have precise limitations to its geographical writ, but it would be able to receive complaints from anyone and look into those complaints. But its principal mission would be the long-term assurance that offensive missiles are not being returned to Cuba. But we don't have to limit it geographically to Cuba. And if, on occasion, an agent or so of that commission wanted to take a look at a particular camp or something of that sort, any newspaper man can do it anyhow. I think we would not have undue trouble with our Latin American friends, provided it was not clearly spelled out in the arrangement that Central America and the Caribbean were all going to be lumped on the same footing with Cuba.
Do you want his authority to examine, to re-examine the re-entrance of offensive weapons? Authority and to examine complaints
authority
about
to look
the
into complaints against the
in what area, geographic area, would he give you, go to Florida? Because that's their proposal now, that they say they'll agree to UN inspection, as I understand it, of Cuba, or some inspection if we agree to it, of Florida.
Florida and the other Caribbean countries.
Right. Well, what's our position on that?
Well, it seems to me we then would have to say that the countries subscribing to this agreement, including the USSR, would agree appropriately presented to let the case to let the commission go and look, and that
Excision 7, 28 seconds excised for reasons of national security. Excision 8, 2 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
This military buildup is a part of the whole complex. I think if we get the missiles out and the IR. think that that's a pretty expensive way to support it. I think they can support it probably by lesser sophisticated weapons. And I wouldn't be surprised if you begin to see that thing move out. Your unit is about the size of a brigade, isn't it?
Division.
Well, 8,000 men?
Division. It's a division skeleton. It looks like four regimental cavalry, understrength regiments based upon the distribution of the equipment.
I just think it's a real possibility if we get this thing out and he gets something in the way of invasion, that thing is going to... What's the purpose of... His purpose of putting that in there